Good morning. I'm Terrence Franklin.
I'm Alex Berger.
And I'm Grant Redding. Welcome again to Bear Facts. Happy March from all of us at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Wednesday, the Bishop Garrigan Schools held a strategic planning meeting that involved parents, teachers, students, school board members, and people from the community. Similar meetings are held twice each year. This one was better attended and featured more in-depth discussion than most. Garrigan President Gene Meister and High School Principal Lynn Miller led the discussion and focused on many different ways that can make our school even better.
One of the things for VanEck's meeting was a feasibility study that will be taking place this month in advance of a major capital campaign. The hope is to raise money for significant renovations and expansions at Garrigan and Seton, including new classroom, an office space, and a whole new gymnasium. Everything's still in the planning stages at this point, but there could be some dramatic changes in store if the campaign goes through. We'll keep you posted on things if they progress.
Today, five Garrigan girls are down in Des Moines as a part of the All Iowa Honor Drill Team. Top dancers from all over the state are represented on that squad, which will perform between the championship games at the girls' state basketball tournament tonight. Representing the Golden Bears dance squad are Samantha Kolasch, Logan Coombs, Sarah Pepe, Kimberly Schultz, and Michaela Furch. Congratulations to all these girls and their coach, Colleen Conway Schultz.
Throughout Lent, Garrigan and Seton students will be collecting coins for St. Jeannie de Chantel, the church in Haiti that is twined with St. Cecilia's here in Ogona. Haiti has one of the highest rates of literacy in the world, and the money we collected will be used to help children there go to school. Every family with kids at Garrigan or Seton has a cardboard bank where they can place their coins. Right before Easter, we'll total everything up and see how much of a difference we can make.
Each year, health students at Garrigan and Algona High sponsor a blood drive to help out the American Red Cross. This year, it's Garrigan's turn to host the event, and students will be given the gift of life next Monday, March 5th. Health teacher Jeannie Wonder is in charge of organizing the blood drive, and this year, Vanessa Dodds, Zach Keith, Nathan Creeps, Brayton Loss, and Chris Loss will be assisting with the drive.
The Golden Bear math team has another big competition today. They're over in Sioux City for a Great Plains Math League contest at Dort College. This has been one of the top years ever for BGHS math team. They're hoping to qualify even more players for state this year. Good luck to Coach Daryl Kohlhaus and the math team.
Last Saturday, Garrigan hosted the district individual speech contest, and the Bears had an outstanding day. Speech students earned 19 Division I's or excellent ratings, and 7 Division II or good ratings. Erica Carlson, Levi Bernhardt, and Alyssa Kirsch received ones in poetry, while Andrew Altman and Jake Hamilton got top marks in prose.
In the literary program, Division I ratings went to Melanie Mergen and Tony Kolasch. Amelia Goetzer, Matthew Faulkner, and Mark Faulkner all earned ones in acting. Melanie Mergen got a top rating in expository address and improvisation, all 4 Garrigan entries. Craig Kohlhaus, Matthew Faulkner, Levi Bernhardt, and Mark Faulkner earned excellent marks.
Other ones went to Austin Sauls in radio news announcing, Sean Vasky and Philip Dietrich in musical theater, Jenny Brewster in storytelling. All students who earned ones now advance to state contests next Saturday in Sibley. Congratulations to coaches Mary McCall and David Barrow and the speech team.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Austin Sauls. Here to tell you about him is Abby Redding.
When we asked Austin Sauls to describe himself, he said awesome. You can judge for yourself because Austin has been one of our most frequent announcers this year on Bear Facts. Austin also keeps busy with band, math team speech, drama, quiz bowl, golf, and intramurals. You also see him recording video at lots of Garrigan events. Austin is a National Honor Society member, and he's won lots of academic awards. He enjoys technology and has a weekend job here in KLGA. After high school, Austin plans to major in engineering at Iowa State, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Abby Redding. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a math contest today at Dort College and Sioux Center. Then tomorrow, intramural basketball continues.
Monday, Garrigan will be hosting the annual student blood drive, and then Tuesday, the Chamber of Commerce will have a team meeting in the Garrigan boardroom.
Wednesday, we'll have mass plus an early dismissal for teacher in-service. That morning, the juniors will have a college day at Algona High.
Friday, we'll but have the morning off as we're aware of meeting the school goal in the magazine drive last fall. That day will be orientation for incoming students. Sixth graders will visit the junior high in the morning, and eighth graders will have their high school orientation in the afternoon.
Finally, next Saturday is the state individual speech contest. The speech contest will leave early in the morning and head over to Sibley.
That's the Verifax for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Gilligan High School.
Bye.